celebrating our connection with our pets. This is Animal Radio.
Hey, everybody. Happy New Year. This is Susan Sims for Fido Friendly Travel Talk on Animal Radio, where we talk about the travel and lifestyle of you and your furry best friend. We have a great show for you today, from technology to keep your pets safe and a cool stainless steel water bottle for Fido, along with a travel destination you might consider for you and your canine companion. Of course, we have giveaways, so you don't want to miss a second. So very much welcoming back for the second time is Tom Arnold with Pet Hub. Hi, Tom, and welcome to the show.
Hi, Susan. Thanks so much.
You know, it's been a while since we talked. I think it was back in July of 2011. Seems like, so far away. And I know some people may not have heard that wonderful show. So can you kind of share with us what is Pet Hub?
Oh, my gosh. We've been so busy. So the high level of Pet Hub is we're focusing on pets' homes that go missing. We're doing this through a special pet tag that can be scanned with any smartphone, so 50% of us have them, and it's tied to a web service that allows you to control the data about your pet and then some other fun features I'll tell you about.
Well, I know that I think some of the questions that we went over the last time was if there was a fee involved, and maybe kind of walk us through, if someone came to your website for the very first time, pethub.com, what are some of the things that they'd want to look for as far as the benefits and any fees that are involved?
Sure. So we have that tag, which has the QR code on it. A lot of people are seeing those in magazines and on bus stops and on products that you can scan with your smartphone to bring up information. So that's on the tag, and that links to our website to a free profile for the animal. And we've called that our bronze subscription, which, again, free, no charge ever, no sign-ups, no hidden weirdness. We just want to keep it really simple. It doesn't cost us anything to store that data, so we figured why charge for something like that. The tag is $12.95. We've got some collars and things like that to help you figure out what kind of solution you want to use for using that. The next level up we have is a silver subscription. And the silver subscription, that actually does cost us a little bit of money, so that's where we actually have to charge for this premium subscription. And that is, we have such things as a shelter alert, which it's kind of Amber Alert for your pet. So the animal goes missing, you can take all the data you've already entered on our website, and with the push of a button, you can notify all the shelters in your area. And then we also have this really cool feature we just introduced. When somebody scans the tag, we not only send you, the pet owner, an email notification to say somebody just scanned your pet, we also send you a GPS map. And the way we're able to do that is that all of these smartphones have GPS. And so we thought, why charge $200 for a big, clunky GPS thing that hangs on your dog's neck when we can just use the GPS data that's already in the pockets of anybody who's trying to help your pet?
Wow, that's incredible.
We're pretty excited about it. And there's one more level, the gold level. And the idea there is we've partnered with a company called Pet First Healthcare. And for only $1 extra a month, we have $3,000 medical insurance for a dog or a cat where it covers any injuries sustained while it's missing. And the reason they are able to do that for such a low fee is that it's only active while the pet is missing. So if it gets into a fight or gets hit by a car or tangled in barbed wire, I'm sorry, all these horrible things that could happen. But if it does happen, you've got $3,000 of coverage.
You know, I know, too, that you're still not advocating giving up the microchip. Why is that?
Well, the way we look at it, I mean, I've even microchipped my own dog. The way I look at it is you never know what could happen as far as with a collar or a tag. I mean, things can happen. A collar could fall off or a tag, same idea. And the microchip just seems, I mean, it's embedded under the skin. It's the safest way to protect that data. You still have to make sure you keep that data up to date. And some people actually don't like the invasive procedure of that, so we remain an alternative, but I would not advocate pushing people away from a microchip.
Mm-hmm. And Pet Hub is that and so much more. And you have some other new things. I know you were accepted into the American Pet Products Association.
Yes, thank you. We were just accepted in by, as you said, the American Pet Products. We just signed a deal with the, or a sponsorship with the American Humane Association out of Washington, D.C. We are their exclusive QR code sponsor, working with their Red Star program. It's kind of like Red Cross, but for animals. And then we also are working with their Hero Dogs Awards that they do annually. So we're very excited to be a part of that. Let's see. We've been found on NBC, CBS, Fox, and CNN. And probably one of the more exciting things that happened for us was Dog Fancy selected us as one of their Editor's Choice Award winners for 2011. And Pet Age Magazine also did a Retailer Select Silver Award for us. Out of 900 vendors, we came in second place.
Well, that's kudos to you. And I know this has happened relatively in a short time period, hasn't it?
Oh, it's incredible. We just launched the website in March of 2011, and we rolled out our services in September, right around the time that we spoke last. And then the award came out in October, and these partnerships we've been pulling together in November and December, and we're also, this is exciting news, we're releasing an iPhone app here in January. We'll have a beta coming out for anybody who's interested. They can go to our Facebook / Pet Hub fan page and become a beta tester for us.
Well, congratulations. I know that that's a lot of hard work. It doesn't happen all overnight, and it doesn't happen all by itself. And keep up the good work. You know, obviously you've got a wonderful product that a lot of us pet parents should be able to take advantage of. And I understand you have a gift for one of our lucky listeners.
Absolutely. We have one of our scruff tag collars. It's made by one of our partners called DogIDs.com. And these folks have this really cool collar that lays against the dog's neck, and it's one of our QR codes embedded into that collar. And if somebody goes to our website, probably the simplest way to get there is to go to buyapettag.com. It will forward you over to our website, and you can see the different collars. And if somebody picks one of those collars, we're happy to give a collar to them.
Oh, that is great. So be the first caller at 1-866-405-8405, and you will receive a new scruff collar for your pet. Once again, that number is 1-866-405-8405. Thanks, Tom, for taking the time to talk with me today.
Thanks so much, Susan. Take care.
For more information, log on to pethub.com. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll be talking to someone with a product to quench Fido's thirst.
Fido Friendly is the travel and lifestyle magazine for you and your dog. Each issue includes hotel and destination reviews along with health and wellness topics, dog training tips, and the latest fashion trends. Pick up a copy at Borders, Barnes & Noble, Hastings, or go online to FidoFriendly.com and subscribe today. Fido Friendly is the only magazine dedicated to the travel and lifestyle of man's best friend and the one magazine your dog will thank you for.
Celebrating our connection with our pets. This is Animal Radio.
Welcome back. This is Susan Sims for Fido Friendly Travel Talk on Animal Radio. And this segment is brought to you by our good friends at The Honest Kitchen, where dehydrated raw pet foods offer a way to create fresh, natural meals for your pet in the comfort of your home. Now, I know when I'm out there traveling around with my two dogs, and especially when it gets, you know, to a pit stop and I'm having a drink of water, but it's a little more difficult to maybe offer that up for my pet. My next guest is Bryce Leon with H204K9. He's going to talk to us about his new product and how we take the worry about that. Hey, Bryce, welcome to the show.
Hi, Susan. Thanks for having me. It's great to be with you on Animal Radio.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Now, what made you design a stainless steel water bottle for dogs, and what are the benefits?
Well, I've had dogs my whole life, and for the past 10 years or so, at least three dogs. So as a consumer, I've used just about everything on the market to give your dogs water while on the go. There were many options out there, and none of them really offered what we wanted as a solution. So some of them held water, some didn't. Some were inexpensively made with plastic parts that broke easy, and most weren't attractive or stylish. We wanted something that was durable, stylish, reusable, and something we could take easily anywhere we went with our dogs.
I've actually seen these, so it's harder when we're talking about this for people to realize really how fantastic these look. I mean, they're so sleek and so cool looking, and I was wondering how much water do they hold, and do you have more than one size?
Sure. We have two sizes of bottles, a 25-ounce for medium and large breeds, and then a 9.5-ounce for the toy breeds up to about 12 to 14 pounds.
And I have to say this, the lid is absolutely brilliant. I haven't seen anything like this. This is so, like I said, it was so sleek, but it's really interesting. So talk to us about the design.
Thanks a lot. We took a long time researching and developing to get to the simplest, most stylish way to carry the water and the bowl in one unit. And we ended up patenting the simple and elegant idea of a water bottle where the lid is the bowl. It's terrific.
And I've seen other things where they, you know, it's like, okay, you can use this for the bowl or this flips out. But this is so unique. It really is. And then you went further. You built this, you call it a NeoSling. Now, was this after the bottle or how did that come about?
Yeah, the NeoSling came about, we put out our first 25-ounce bottle and we got a lot of feedback from women who were looking for a hands-free way to carry our bottles that was comfortable yet stylish. And so we ended up with a neoprene bottle holder that is, you know, soft, has a soft neoprene adjustable strap, and it's been a big hit.
I can see why. It's not something that is going to stick out or cause a problem. It really looks like it fits, you know, really snug and it'd be easy to walk with your dog or wherever you are. And when looking at your website, which is H204K9, and those are numbers, everyone should remember that's 2, 4, and 9, I can see that you offer many colors and a couple of sizes, but what is the most popular?
Yeah, that's the million-dollar question, isn't it? The colors really attract people's attention, and we've had great success with all of our colors, actually. We usually start a store with the standard red, blue, pink, and stainless, and then work in the other four colors over time. You know, everybody's got their own favorites, and like the old adage, ask 10 people and get 10 different answers.
Yeah, that's true. And they kind of look pricey. What is the price range?
Yeah, it's a good quality, durable product. We offer the large bottles at $14.99, and the small bottles and the NeoSlings are both priced at $9.99, which we feel are very attractive price points.
Yeah, I can't believe that. That really is. You have no idea until you go on the website to take a look at these what a great value that is. And I understand you have a gift for one of our lucky listeners.
Sure, of course. We'd like to offer a bottle and a sling combination in your caller's size and color of choice.
That is so great. So be the first caller at 1-866-405-8405, and you will receive the combination of your choice. Once again, that number is 1-866-405-8405. Thanks, Bryce, for taking the time to talk with me today.
Thanks, Susan. It's been a pleasure to be here and talk with you as well. Thanks for having me.
For more information, log on to H204K9.com. Be sure to use the numbers 2, 4, and 9 in your search. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we will talk about a hotel where both you and Fido are welcome, along with a few must-have pet travel products. So, sit and stay. We'll be right back with more Fido-Friendly Travel Talk on Animal Radio.
Fido Friendly is the travel and lifestyle magazine for you and your dog. Each issue includes hotel and destination reviews along with health and wellness topics, dog training tips, and the latest fashion trends. Pick up a copy at Borders, Barnes & Noble, Hastings, or go online to FidoFriendly.com and subscribe today. Fido Friendly is the only magazine dedicated to the travel and lifestyle of man's best friend and the one magazine your dog will thank you for.
Celebrating our connection with our pets. This is Animal Radio.
Welcome back. This is Susan Sims for Fido-Friendly Travel Talk on Animal Radio. My next guest is Carol Bryant, social media and PR director with Fido-Friendly Magazine. Hi, Carol. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Susan. Thanks for having me.
It's my pleasure. You know, I always love talking with you about special Fido-friendly destinations, and I understand you have a good one this time. Where should we take our dogs to experience a great time?
I am in love with the Inn by the Sea, which is in Cape Elizabeth, Maine. And for those not familiar with it, that is probably about 7 miles from Portland, which is home to the flagship store of L.L. Bean. And to say it is Fido-friendly in that town and at the Inn by the Sea would be an understatement, Susan.
I've seen pictures.
Yeah,
it looks so quaint.
In the off-season, they have a beach right behind the Inn by the Sea. It's called Crescent Beach. You can take your dog there off-leash, have fun. And here in the Northeast where I'm at, that's really a privilege and so nice to just be able to get on the beach, get your toes in the sand, and let your dog do the same thing with you.
What's an off-season? What would we look at as far as off-season?
Any time from October through early spring, so it's almost half the year. And what's nice there also is that I walked in when I visited, and they said, would you like a massage? And I said, well, perhaps later. And they said, well, no, not for you. We're talking about your dog. And it's that kind of friendliness that I thought, okay, if you're offering dog massages and dog meals, I definitely need to check you out.
Well, I'm sure they do charge a fee for that, too. Do you recall what that was?
It was very nominal, actually, and for even like the doggy meal, my dog Dexter had lamb, vegetables, and rice, so he ate better than I did sometimes, and that was for between $10 and $13, and I thought that was actually quite reasonable for a dog meal brought right to the room.
Oh, I know, and I know we're always looking for hotels that roll out the red carpet, especially for our canine companions. And we look for those types of hotels, too, because it's not just a place to hang your hat. It's a place where as soon as they see you, they're almost more delighted to see your dog.
Absolutely. And, you know, with the dogs, I talked to the woman who helped me with the reservation, and she said they've had everything from cats there to someone brought a parrot and even an alligator. So I felt pretty at home knowing that the dog was welcome. It's a beautiful beach, and that they're that welcoming to animals in general.
Yeah, I'm not sure about the alligator. I don't know. Dexter probably wouldn't want to go meet the alligator, but my two hooligans, you never know.
Yeah, one would wonder. Dexter would probably want to lick it, and that could be bad.
Yeah, it could be bad. And do they have pet amenities when you check in, and do they have a pet fee?
There was a very, there's never a pet fee there. And when we checked in, we were going to be given a copy of Fido-Friendly magazine, and they gave us little goodies for the dog. And every time we left the room with the dog, we would come back, and there'd be a cookie and the weather forecast for us when the tide would come up, you know, that sort of thing. But there also were goodies for the dog, and it was always things that were made in the area in Maine. And we always knew what things were going on because they even gave us a sheet of activities. So I felt really welcome there, and it's a place that I've referred many people to and I'd go back to again.
That sounds wonderful. And I know that we always talk about new travel products, and you have a couple you want to share with us today.
I do. One of the first ones was a yummy bowl, and I understand that your little men have this, the yummy travel bowls, which have a base and a food bowl, and it also is acting as a spill-resistant water bowl. So if I'm thinking two big dogs like you have and traveling, I'm thinking that the yummy travel bowl is something that probably was flipped over and flipped out a few times in your travel, Susan.
Yeah, we needed a couple of those, and it's so unique because it's just, it's all in one, and then it comes apart, so you can actually fill it up with the kibble and then the water at the same time, and then it doesn't spill all over the place.
You know what's neat, too, that I liked about them, and I was going through their website, I like the different colors because I have friends with girl dogs, so I'm thinking that's a cute thing to give them, but also for someone like myself with a boy dog, I wanted the key lime or something. They called it Mango Tango. I really like that color, too.
Who puts that out? It's not Yummy Bowl. What's the maker of that?
Sleepy Pod, and what was neat, too, is it's freezer, dishwasher, and microwave safe. So being that there's no BPA in it and it's food-grade material, it's very baby safe. So I'm thinking if it's baby safe, it's got to be dog safe, too.
Yeah, that's perfect. What else you got?
Well, the second item, I love this because I'm thinking travel and get your dog ready to go. It's from Zuka, Z-U-C-A, and it's called the Zuzuka Rolling Carrier. And unlike most of the carriers that you see out there, picture walking through an airport and what you see when people are sort of walking down inside and they're rolling the cart along. Well, this is for your dog. And if you have a small dog and you want to put them in there, your dog is literally belted in. And then when you get to your car, you don't have to remove the dog. The actual unit, you put the telescoping handle down, put it in the back seat, and you can strap your dog in using your car's seatbelt, and you never have to take the dog out. So
that's brilliant.
Yeah, I was really impressed with that. And then even nicer is I'm one of those people that likes to get 3 or 4 uses out of a product. If I can use it when I'm traveling, because I put all my girly stuff in there and my purse and, you know, Dexter's items and his water bowl and so forth. And it has wheels on it that are like skater grade material. So if you're going up and down steps and you're lugging this thing, you're never going to have to worry that they're going to become rickety or fall off or anything like that, because they're really good ball bearings and they're skater grade.
That is really cool. I've seen that. I haven't seen one in person, but I've seen those online, and they're really substantial. So that's very cool.
Yeah, and you can, and they weigh about 9 pounds. But when you're carting it around, it doesn't feel that way. And they come in all these different cute colors. As long as your dog is, I want to say anywhere from like 15 pounds and under, but definitely I would use it for transporting things, you know, just in your travels or from room to room, because I've used it for cleaning supplies from going from the living room to the bathroom.
Have you told the company that?
I will. It's really, it's so cool. And you know what's nice is it's not one of those things you look at and you're just going to break the bank because it's under $150. So
Do you have something else? Because it seems to me like not everybody can afford something like that, but they still want to kind of cart their puppy around with them.
Yes, this is, now how cute is this name, the Mommy Bus. There was this gal named Diane, and she felt like she was taking her dog all over the place, like she was put on this earth to be her dog's bus. So she thought, idea, family, you know, let's make it a family business, and she named her company Mommy Bus. This is actually a transport-type bag for your dog, and while she has a smaller animal, or if you have a poodle or a small Yorkie, you, again, don't have to use this just to transport your dog. It looks like a little bus. The wheels zip, the hood zips, the side windows zip. You could put so many things in this, and that's what I use it for. I've never put my dog Dexter in it because, A, I'd get hurt, but also it's just one of those cute things. And when I'm traveling and people see me with it, they always stop me, and they go, what is that? It looks like a little bus. You could put treats in it, your keys, your phone. You know, basically everything but the family cat, I guess, or even if you have a cat. But the bottom comes out. It's washable. This is under $100. So it's one of those products that you look at and you think, why didn't I think of that? And someone did.
Yeah, it's very, very cute. So where can our listeners learn more about our featured destination?
We will have that on the Phyto-Friendly website. You could go right to our blog at www.phytofriendly.com/blog.
Excellent. Well, thanks for taking the time to talk with me today, and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you.
That's it for Phyto Friendly Travel Talk. For more information on today's show or just about traveling with Phyto, you can pick up a copy of Phyto Friendly Magazine at Barnes & Noble, or save a treat and subscribe to our online version at phytofriendly.com. Until next time, happy holidays, travel safe, and leave no dog behind. This is Susan Sims for Phyto Friendly Travel Talk on Animal Radio.
You're listening to Animal Radio. You can learn more about today's guest at animalradio.com. Log on. Learn more.
This is Animal Radio Network.